And greetings, this is Nigeria and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Stanley Ray Jr. on the line with me. And he has a powerful single out that we're playing on our Christian radio show, WKPS Radio, titled, How Many of Y'all Know Jesus Is Real? Now, let me tell you something. You can only create a title like that when you've had an encounter with Jesus to know that he's real. For real. So Stanley, introduce yourself and let us know how you discovered that Jesus is real.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Like you said, my name is Stanley Ray Jr. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sold out for him. You know, we all go through some things, we all have some challenges, but if it wasn't for the realness of Jesus, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the realness of Jesus, I would have made it out of homelessness. Right. If it wasn't for the realness of Jesus, I wouldn't be who I am today. So Jesus is real because he brought me all the things that no man woman or nobody could ever do. So he's real. He's real to me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, I always say that just as we just spoke about, I said, no one comes unto God unless he's drawn. And I love when God allows us to have those encounters where we know nobody did this but God, okay? But it's so important for us to continue to share that, especially in a time like this. What can you say to someone who's listening the importance about salvation?
You know, it's free.
Come on,
you know,
sir.
Coming to God, salvation is free. And it's for any man who accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, for any woman, for any boy or girl who accepts him. You know, he don't ask you for no money. He asks you to just come open arms. He come, just come freely and repent and ask forgiveness. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So salvation is important because I want to see him when he comes. And if you want to see him when he comes, just come to Christ as you are, and he will accept you. Just believe on him.
True story. I love the titles of your songs. Like you have a title of a song, I Am a New Creature. You know, we all know upon receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so tell me about the song, I Am a New Creature. And how did you come about writing that song?
Like you were saying, I am a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any man being Christ, he's a new creature.
Uh-huh.
And all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the old man is put off and the new man is put on. So when you come into Christ, you're a new person. Things don't change right then.
Mm-hmm.
But things do change as you process and read it and getting to know who God is and having a relationship with him. So as you get to know him more and more, the old you falls off.
Right.
And that's how the song came about. You know, in Christ, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. The things I used to do, I don't go no more. The way I used to talk, I don't talk that way no more because God made a difference in me. So that's the way that song came. But as I got to know who God was more and more, because he already knew me when I was in my mother's womb. So when I got to know who he was, the real father, he drew me closer. And as I got closer to him, I just said, the old me fell off. The drugs fell off, the homelessness, the cussing, the going out, the talking stupid, they rolled off of me, and God made me a new creature, so that's how that song came about.
Sir, I'm loving this. I'm loving this, and we can keep it moving. You have another project, All Power in His Hand. Now, I can see gradually your elevation in Christ and him raising you up. So let's just go on and talk about All Power in His Hand.
All power in his hand. We already know. I don't know what nobody else, but I know that God is my superhero. So you know, every time I call upon him, he's always there. He never leaves. He never leaves us or never forsaken us. So that's how that song came about. All power in his hand, because when I was writing the song and I was producing the track, I thought about, you know, God, all power. All power is in your hands. You got more power than any man that runs the earth. You are the power. You are the creator of heaven and earth. The earth is yours, the food is thereof, and the people that dwell in it. All power is in your hand. You are my superhero. So that song came about.
I love it. I'm loving this because we're in a time where we need to hear this. So when we talk about all power in his hand, we got to know that even with all the wars and rumors of wars, that he's still in control and that we need to keep our faith in Christ.
That's right.
Encourage someone, man of God, encourage someone that during these hard times that you can count on Jesus.
like my sister was saying, you can count on Jesus. It may seem hard sometimes, just go into your prayer room. The Bible says, Psalms 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So the abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So go in your secret place. Go in the bathroom, wherever your secret place may be, your car, and just get close and talk to God. And tell him all about it, because he already knows. He omnipresent. He omnipotent. He's everywhere at one time. He's all power. So he knows what we're going through. He just wants to talk to him. Just talk to him like you would talk to your mother or talk to your father, but talk to him, be intimate with him. And as you get closer to God, as he gets closer to you, he will show you where you need to be and where you shouldn't be. Just have an open heart.
That's it. So now, how many of y'all know Jesus Is Real is a remix? What made you decide to repurpose that song and release it again? Excuse me.
The first song, D. Craig, the first song, how many of y'all know, the original is more about my testimony.
Okay.
And the second one is about more of people I've been around testimony. Of course, mine too, I can liberate on it as well, but it brings other people's relationship out. What they've been through, like one of the verses said, I know your bills are due, and mine's words too. But the people you had in your life, they ran out on you.
Right.
But isn't it funny how people change, but things don't go their way? But well, Jesus made a way. So I hear people go through a lot of things and say, well, they've been through with their family, they've been through with their boyfriend or their husband, and they ran out on them. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to write a song that's got something to do with me, but other people's testimonies.
Right.
Let's talk about my testimony. Just elaborate on other people's testimonies. And I wanted to write that when I got the track redone over by a guy named Big Fella. When he did the track over for me, I said, you know what, man, I'm going to let this be about the people more than just about myself.
Right, right.
Because I know the experience that Jesus is real as well.
Yes, sir. We heard a bit of your testimony about being homeless and drugs and stuff, and you overcame that. Now, prior to singing gospel music, you ever dabbled in any other genre like R&B, jazz, anything like that?
Yes, I've sung R&B for a little while. I always sung love songs, and I was always the guy singing the songs to the females that were done wrong by the guys that didn't care nothing about them. I was always that pincushion. I was always that pincushion. I was always that teddy bear. I was always that one that, hey, and with me, we had a song called We Can. You know, we can have fun. We can do this. We can do that. Come with me. On this side with me. You know what I mean? They'll come and everything will be all right. And then once they get finished using me, they go back to the person that dogged them. And I was like, wow. So it's like, this was real life stuff. Even though I was singing about it,
right.
I was experiencing it. These women don't really care about me. They care about what I can do for them or how I make them feel. But what they really want is the person that was dogging them. So I cried many tears. I cried many nights.
Aww.
I was still going to church. And God said, you know what, Sally? Come to me. You sing a love song, but come sing to me. Come sing about me. Come sing about what I can do, how I can help people. And it was just the year 2000. I never turned back.
Wow, my God. That is an awesome testimony. And I love that. Won't God do it? Why don't you come on over here?
Yes, he will.
Right? Just
amen.
What the Bible say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? Just try me. Right? Just give me.
Right.
Yeah. I tell people I love God's wooing. It is just something that you have never, ever felt in your whole entire life. And then when you say
amen.
Yes, it's just something that you just be like, I'm staying right on over here. And so then I get into my my Moses moment of who's on the Lord's side. My hand go up. God before you, then who can be against you? I mean, just read the book.
Hallelujah.
Just read the book.
Amen. That's right. He's sweeter than the honey on a honeycomb.
That's right. So now you did, you know, coming up in the industry, you did a little modeling. How was that? And how did that come about?
A company by the name of Philip Michaels. He owns a clothing store for men. I'm a thick guy. And he said, you be dressing, man. You look good in my clothes, man. Why don't you try to model for one of my magazines? And it was what I call the Big Man Catalog. I looked pretty good in there. I had on the hat, the brim, and all of that. And I did that for a season.
Uh-huh.
And it went well.
Okay.
I guess I was handsome enough to do that.
Yes, sir. It's all right. That's right. We brag on each other over here.
Amen.
We don't shy away from the gifts and the talents and abilities. You also tapped into acting. Are you desiring to take that any further, or that was just a season as well?
Well, that was a season, and I'm still doing it. Matter of fact, I just had a rehearsal yesterday at a play called The Touch Ones, but I'm just going to take a lead singing role in this.
Oh, nice.
So, But I do love acting. I do like it. It's a lot of time, because at the time until God moved me from this job permanently, you know, it's a lot of time consuming when you take it on the acting role. You want to be faithful.
Right.
But singing is pretty easy for me. Preaching is pretty easy for me, so I can do that just like that. But when you got a script, oh my gracious, you really got to put a lot of time in it. You got to rehearse all day, even on your job.
Right.
So I do like acting. I've been in a couple of major plays, so I thank God for it.
That's all right. And, you know, now you're prepared, you know, to do whatever it is you choose to do. Modeling, acting, singing. And a lot of it sometimes combined, just like you're saying, on a stage play, you can act and sing, you know?
Right. That's right.
So now let's talk about something that's real important that I think some people know, some people don't know. And that's the importance of being associated or registered with BMI. And you are registered with BMI as a composer, writer, publisher. How important is that, especially when you're independent?
Yes, you said it right. Independent, it's good. Whoever's listening, take heed that to join a organization like BMI, ASCAP, or CSAP. It covers you. It's like a little insurance for you to be a writer. It doesn't cost money to join to be a writer, and it helps you. It also tracks your music. If your music been played on radio stations that tracks music, it lets you know what you're doing. You can register your music. And you got your music on in a catalog, so you're pretty much you're in the industry. You may not be as big as some other people, but you're doing the same thing that the major artists are doing, because they have to register with somebody as well, and someone has to record their music and take track of where their music being played at. It's very important to be a part of that, and to have your own publishing company is good. A lot of people down there will try to take advantage of you and take all your masters and take your publishing, and if you don't know what you're doing, they'll say, hey, you're doing a good job, and they'll take everything from you, you don't even know it, and you realize your checks won't be as big as they should be because you gave away your publishing and you didn't even have a publisher. So it's good to have your own publishing company where you can get a percentage of everything that's coming through the door.
That's really important, especially for Christian artists or, you know, the hip-hop Christian artists that's coming up. I mean, there's so much diversity out here. I just want you guys to be truly equipped with making sure that you're getting the bang for your buck, because the word independent has not changed. It doesn't mean duo. It means independent. It means you got to foot the bill. So don't be confused by all the glitter and videos and stuff. They got so many apps that can make you look like you in London and you in your bedroom, but you want to be equipped. Make sure that you're taking your craft seriously, you know, and that you don't want to be taken advantage of.
That's right.
So you do a lot of inspirational performances here and there. What is the crowd response like?
Well, I would say they love me.
Okay.
I hope I'm not tooting my own horn. They love me.
Toot your own horn. It's okay.
They love my energy. They love my energy. They love the fact that I move, I dance, and I just go all. I go all out when I sing for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's like singing to your wife. You know, but better.
Come on, sir. I love that. I love that statement right there. That was all right. Yeah. That's all right. So let me ask you. I like that you said that. Do you think you have a wedding song in your catalog?
Oh, wow. I do. I really do. It's called Together Forever.
Okay. So listen to those as the holidays are coming and proposals are coming and Valentine's Day is coming. I want y'all to download Stanley Ray Jr.'s Together Forever and play it and get on that one knee and write it in the sky and do what you got to do and let your significant other know how much you love them. Stanley Ray Jr.,
yes.
I thank you so much for coming through. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. As you continue in all areas of entertainment, modeling, acting, singing, theater, film, let UrbanBuzzMag.com be one of your media partners. Always feel free to call and let me know what's going on. And we appreciate you, sir. Let people know how they can reach you through social media and where they can get your music.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much. I thank God for you for embracing the music, embracing me, as an artist and playing my music. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure y'all listen to this station. This is a sweet woman. I haven't met her in person, but I can feel the spirit over the phone. So she's a sweet woman. Once again, thank you for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome.
Good. Tell them where they can reach
me. StanleyRayJr.com. You can see all the music. You can see thing come up with my music is, my social media outlet, my Instagram, Facebook. Everything comes up on the StanleyRayJr.com.
Okay, good. We got that. Stanley, thank you for allowing us to trouble you for some time for this interview.
No trouble at all. My pleasure.
And I just want to say thank you again for coming through. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.